And that's what happened in the first place, why I got arrested, because the car broke down and I had my pot pipe on the seat. Cops, like, you know, because it wasn't legal then. He's like, oh, you got drugs. They searched the car and, yeah, there was drugs in there. And then, bam, you know. That's how it all went down. But anyways, after that, I had my dog and we were going back to the San Fernando Valley where we came from. And I actually got a ride from a trucker. I would never do that in my life, but he's like, do you need help? I'm like, yeah, I need to go. He's like, I can drop you off. And he dropped me right off on Sepulveda. Like, I didn't know then, but that's where, like, hookers are at. And, you know, it was at nighttime, and, but he gave my dog a ride, you know. We ended up smoking some meth in his truck while we were going.
Yeah.
But I told him, I'm like, you know what? If you try anything, I'll fucking stab you. I'm not, you know, here to pleasure you or anything else, so don't feel like you need to do anything, you know, for me, because nothing's happening. So then I got dropped off a gas station. It started, like, raining a little bit, and then another guy with a Mercedes who was nice enough, and I was like, I'm not a hooker, you know, I have my dog with me. So I had a wet dog in the back of his Mercedes, and he worked for the newspaper, and I was like, oh my god, I can't even remember because I was so frazzled. Like, I can't remember what street I'm going to. He gave me his Thomas guide, and I finally figured it out. Oh my god, what a hot mess, though, seriously. I finally figured out where I was going. He dropped me off, and the guy was a saint, you know, just, I don't know if he was gay or whatever, but he was just a saint for helping me out, because I had little cut-off shorts, and, you know, I probably looked like a hooker. You know, all tiny, skinny, sucked up.